Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers said, under no circumstances would I get a vaccination, because of the new variant are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Let's get a COVID-19 Omicron variant update.
A third of U.S. states report cases of the new coronavirus variant, although the health officials are suggesting that it may be less dangerous than the previous Delta variant.
Thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN State of the Union. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky telling ABC's This Week we can expect more cases in the coming days.
We know we have, several dozen cases, and we're following them closely, and we are every day hearing about more and more probable cases, so that number is likely to rise.
Walensky saying 99.9% of the cases in the U.S. are the Delta variant. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Detroit Lions won their first NFL game this year by beating the Vikings Sunday. The record is now 1-10-1. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Remembering Senator Bob Dole in his farewell speech before the Senate on June 11, 1996.
Majority Leader, Senator Dole of Kansas, is recognized.
I appreciate very much the resolution just passed. Will it be in big letters or neon? Or? I know it can't have any political advertising on it, but just to have the name out there in lights the next few months might be helpful. Well, I want to thank all of my colleagues, and I want to go back 136 years ago this summer. A committee arrived in Springfield, Illinois. Senator Simon probably knows the story, to formally notify Abraham Lincoln that the Republican Party had nominated him to run for president. And history records that Lincoln's formal reply to the news was just two sentences long. And then as he surveyed the crowd of friends, as I surveyed the crowd of friends here in the galleries and on the floor, would gathered outside his home, he said, "And now I will no longer defer the pleasure of taking each of you by the hand." So I guess as Lincoln said then, 136 years ago, if all of us are leaving this year, and I'm only one, I know we have the same thoughts and the same emotions. If we could all go out and shake hands of all the people who are responsible for us being here, It'll take a long, long time. You begin with your family.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Monday, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got the president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary, Judge Phil Ginn, joins us now, and we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court. Judge, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Hope you're well today.
Yes, I am. Thank you, sir, and you as well. And I said your last name correctly, right? Did I say your name correctly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, excellent. Okay, want to talk about SCOTUS's hearing of the Dobbs case, and I want you to break it down for us, this Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case.
All right, sir. Well, we obviously didn't know what's going to happen. And basically any one of three things can happen in this situation. One, obviously, from the life point of view is that they overturn SCOTUS or overturn the Roe v. Wade and the Doe v. Bolton case actually as well, which was handed down the same day. And that would essentially return the decision about abortions to the states, which is where it lay prior to those two decisions being handed down in 1973, I believe it was.
Yeah. Yes.
So they could leave Roe and Doe pretty much intact, which is what Planned Parenthood and that crowd would very much like to see happen. Or they could fall somewhere in between. And the in-between is what is really up in the air right now, how that would fall. And the reason that I say that, one of the reasons that I say that is because you don't get a lot of chances at this apple. If they're going to overturn it, it needs to be now. If they were to come back with a slight improvement for the side of life, that may be the last that we'll get for years to come, because they obviously a complete turnaround on their pattern of decisions is rare. It does occur, but it's rare. Mm-hmm. It occurred back I believe it was Brown versus Board of Education that right. overturned Plessy v. Ferguson. That had to do a lot with civil rights and integration back in my early days. So it is not something that is, I will say it's not rare, but it is unusual for the
Judge,
Supreme Court to overturn it.
There's a lot of emotion on this, and clearly you could see from the video, it seemed like there were more people that were pro-life than pro-abortion that were there at the Supreme Court outside the steps, which is a positive sign, which also speaks to, and we've been reporting on this show consistently, that this is an organic movement. This is one that is the results of, experience since 1973. and the advancement of new technology, the psychological damage, the real psychological damage that has taken place. You have women warning other women, do not buy into the lie of abortion that we bought into. And so all these things are being looked at, and many women are really incensed with the Supreme Court of 1973 that made this decision that the likes of Barack Obama and the current president, Joe Biden, want to have us believe that this is fixed law. And this is not law, because this did not come from Congress. We know that. But it doesn't stop them. I mean, here, you know, Barack Obama supposedly taught constitutional law. And for him to perpetrate such a lie is disgusting, in my humble opinion.
Well, I'm sure there are others that share your humble opinion, Bill. The reality is that it is sad. It is really a sad state of affairs that we in America have come to rest our moral code on nine human beings who are frail at the best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've gotten away in this country from depending on God for our morals. And once we do that, it is a slippery slope down to oblivion, really. And
well, it's a slippery slope to where we are right now, Judge. I mean, this is all the chaos, the law and disorder, everything that's here. You've got people, I mean, we're really at each other's throats here regarding morality, because half the country, I would say, still believes in God. We believe that God is the moral lawgiver, and that we should follow God, and when we do, it goes well for us. And when we don't, you've got the 21st century America that we have on our streets today, burning down buildings and looting and smashing and grabbing.
Well, you're exactly right. Where God is, there's order. When we erase God, chaos follows. And that's essentially what you're saying, and where we are in America mm-hmm. today. That it is really a sad state of affairs for us. And it's one that I hope that we can come back from. But it's going to be difficult for America to do so.
Only by God's grace, Judge. Only by Absolutely. God's grace. I mean, this requires a repentant heart. And the thing is, again, for all the women, and now there's an increasing number, Judge, which I've seen this for a long time. This is something that God had opened my eyes to, and that is that the men themselves would realize that they have participated in these abortions, 60 million plus babies, and they're realizing, wow, you know, I'm responsible for killing my own child. And as I was, and I've related this story many times with my audience, and I repeat it again, I'm talking to a director of the movie Roe v. Wade, and we're in Anaheim, California, and I'm sharing with him the anecdotal stories, Judge, that I get quite often from women that say to me, oh, Bill, my child would have been 7, or my child would have been 13 today. I mean, you think about, and when they say that, you sense the ache. You want to just go and hug them and comfort them and let them know that God is a forgiving God, and that, yes, this did happen. And the only way that it can be redeemed is through God, only through God, not through Joe Biden, not through the government. This is a personal issue. And God has been forgiving man since the history of man, since the Garden of Eden. And God will continue.
Thankful for that, Bill.
Yes,
I really
amen.
Am thankful for that.
Yes.
I yep. agree with you 100%. I mean, I personally know this is not just anecdotal stories of folks who I meet on the streets. I know of people who are God-fearing people who have gone through this process of an abortion, and I know in talking with them, the angst that they feel in their guts, because they understand that they have violated one of God's precious rules,
exactly.
In terms of the sanctity of life, and it that will go with them to their grave. I mean, it's
yes.
not something that's just a thought comes through their mind every once in a while and they put it aside. I don't know that the folks that I know can ever put that aside, Bill.
No. No, you're exactly right. Till the day they die, they carry this with them. And it's up to us to come alongside those who have participated, those who have witnessed this Holocaust, and for us to stand in the gap and to encourage them, including, as I started to say, men, more and more men. You know, it's like that cry of Rachel, but from a male perspective that you're hearing out now, which I think, again, adds to this organic movement and this pushback to save life, to think about that here we are at this pivotal point, and this is all coming not by accident. I believe this is God-ordained, Judge. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Judge Ginn after the state with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
We'll
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It is an honor and a privilege to have Judge Phil Ginn with us, president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary. We're talking about the SCOTUS hearing on Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization that could overturn the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion. Judge, before we get back into the topic, the Southern Evangelical Seminary, tell us what SES is all about.
Well, we believe we're unique in regard to seminary and certainly higher education, and that we combine philosophy and theology and apologetics into our curriculum. And what this does, it really empowers our students and our alumni to be able to defend their faith without losing theirs. And that's so important in engaging our culture. I urge folks to go to ses.edu and take a look at who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. And I believe as a graduate of SES, I'm the first president actually who's actually graduated from SES. And I can tell you it made a world of difference in my life. And I've never really used it as a pastor or a missionary or anything like that. But it certainly was extremely valuable to me my career as a judge and as a businessman, even. So I just think that it's probably the one unique thing that's available to Christians out there who are concerned about sharing their faith and making their faith stronger, and I urge folks to take a look at it.
Well, the fact of the matter is our faith is being challenged, and whether you want to or not, you may not consider yourself an apologist, but as soon as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? And this is why the apostle said, having done all to stand, you keep standing. But you got to know what you're standing on. If you don't know what you're standing on, you're going to be run over very easily. And now you're like what the Bible talks about. You're just like that cork in the water. You're just with every shift of wind, you're all over the place, and you don't know what the heck you stand for. And the fact of the matter is, as people of faith, we're the ones to encourage the people who are out there looking, because we know. We know by our faith. We know by experience. And Almighty God, as we said earlier, who is forgiving, who wants us to come home and to be with him. This is what this is all about. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having Christmas. Christmas would be unnecessary, wouldn't it?
Well, that's true, Bill. Our tagline at SES is steadfast in the truth. And reality is that there is a truth. We can know it as individual. It's God's truth. It's not culturally based. It doesn't change with every season that comes along. And in fact, the point that we made earlier, in that as we leave this standard of truth that God gives to us, it gives rise to things like Roe v. Wade. Where our Supreme Court is making decisions based on cultural norms rather than even the law. In our country, and that's frightening. A lot of people don't understand that Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton were really radical changes to the way SCOTUS had made decisions in the past. And if you look at them and dissect them in terms of the law, they're not very good decisions, regardless of whether you're pro-abortion or anti-abortion, pro-life. They just were not good decisions. They weren't reasoned well, and they were literally legislation from SCOTUS, which it never was intended to offer.
Yeah, it's a violation of our Constitution on its face, and I agree, Judge, that you know, when you say that you know, we're sensitive to the culture, that's bad enough. But what SCOTUS did was they got ahead of the culture, and they got ahead of it based on a lie. And this is what's happening with activism today, is they're not interested in the truth. And I remember when we were growing up, Judge, when the, you know, the foundations of truth started to break down. And these professors, at least in the college I was attending, started introducing this idea that truth was relative. And Lord have mercy, I just, by instinct, I knew we were veering off a road at that point that was less traveled but now more and more has become more traveled, and with it has come experience. And my question to people is, how is relative truth working for you?
Well, it's totally illogical. I go to my bank, Bill, and I feel like I've got $5,000 or $6,000 in the bank, and they tell me I've got $5 in the bank. I just don't think this their truth is real. I mean, I'd rather have my truth, it doesn't work very good. You go to the hospital and they come by and they want to know what your name is. I don't want to know if I know what my name is. I want to know if they know what my name is.
Exactly.
I mean,
and which leg they're supposed to operate on, but that's a whole other story.
Well,
Judge, getting back.
What are you going to do?
Right. So getting back to this argument and the oral arguments that were presented, how likely do you think that this could be totally reversed? And I would think that the people would rejoice if it is, and you take away all, federal support of abortions.
Well, that's obviously what I would prefer. What a lot of people don't understand, Bill, is that that would only be the beginning of the war against abortion. It's not the end. Because that basically would return it simply to the legislative bodies in each respective state. And so, you obviously will have some states that will open the floodgates on murder of our children and others that may be more reticent to do that. And so that's just the beginning. I'm looking at this, and basically you've got three groups in SCOTUS right now. You've got the far left, And if you just listen to some of Justice Sotomayor, however you say her last name.
Yeah, Mayor.
Questions. Her questions are just the name questions. I mean, they're based in unreality.
Right.
Yeah. And
she doesn't even have she has no children, Judge. She's never been pregnant that I'm aware of. That in itself. Not that should discredit you totally, but you need to understand people's worldview here on this, don't you?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You've got that group, Justice Kagan, and then on the other side you've got Alito and
Thomas.
There's two or three others over here on this side, and then you've got some folks that we really don't know how they're going to fall, and that would include. The Chief Justice Roberts and Kavanaugh, those guys, and maybe even Justice Coney Barrett, they're hard to read. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, and this is the gospel according to Phil, you can take it for what it's worth, Phil, Chief Justice Roberts is one of these that's going to be looking for a way out of this deal. Mm-hmm. He's going to be looking to please everybody and sustain the what he calls the integrity of the court, regardless of whether the decision's right or wrong. Those are the ones that scare me in this deal, mm-hmm. And I really believe that what's going to happen is that the decision's going to fall somewhere. They'll make some restrictions. To Roe v. Wade, but I just don't believe they're going to overturn it based on that.
And you don't think it'll go back to the states then?
I don't think so, Bill. But now that's just my best guess because of my observations on Chief Justice Roberts and Kavanaugh. I think that there will be a majority opinion that will come out in some way to restrict abortion, but I think it'll be such a divided opinion that you won't get the full overturn of Roe v. Wade. I think that probably right now there's three votes to overturn it that are pretty solid. There's probably two to three votes otherwise that would vote to keep it the way it is and maybe even open it up even further. And then you've got about three, maybe four, in the middle who we don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly. Judge, we got to leave it there. Thank you for the time. Look forward to
Thank
having
you
back.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
Soft rock or classic rock. Our R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers, under no circumstances would I get a vaccination, because of the new variant, are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joining us, this is the place where we are fresh and independent in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. We believe that's what you deserve, nothing less. We've got enough opinionators out there. There's enough, false information that's being out there. I don't believe that that is in your best interest, and we will continue to pursue that which is in your best interest. Not that we're claiming that we are the only ones. Certainly there are others in pursuit of the same thing, and we join with them, again, to do that which is right and fair for all concerned and for you, our listeners. Tucker Carlson has said that Alex Jones, more accurately than the mainstream media, reported on the January 6th protest. It's interesting, right? And you got to know that that's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, and you're hearing all kinds of screeching and nerves rattling, especially on the left. If you happen to catch the CNN presentation of this, which I think is quite ironic. I mean, here's CNN for the entire summer as they're reporting on these mostly peaceful riots that were taking place, you know, throughout the country that probably ended up doing, I don't know, $3-4 billion worth of damage and untold devastation and lost jobs. I mean, what unbelievable. But to me, they have no credibility in this discussion because of they're not even sure what a riot is. The way they reported on it, but of course now they're trying to present and offer some sort of justification. It's hard to listen to them. Meanwhile, you got Ben Shapiro, and I respect Ben, and he says the January 6th protesters were evil, and some political leaders insist it was an attempted takeover, insurrection of our democratic republic. So What was it? What is it that is happening? And will we ever know, or is it so emotionally mired and all, you know, packaged into let's hate Donald Trump that we may not even get to the truth, that this may be another like the JFK assassination where we just don't know. And the powers to be just force us to put on tinfoil hats and to not even argue with their narrative anymore. Just say, well, that's it. We surrender. You want to say that it was a legitimate election, but you're only telling me that it is. I don't see the proof that it is. You know, have we really done a deep dive to understand what was going on? With us right now is the founder of StopHate.com, Dave Summerall. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Man, I appreciate being here. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate you being here so we can talk about this, Dave, because, you know, like anything, people get frustrated when they're holding things in. And this culture, particularly, you know, the media and that, would tell us not to talk about it. So what happens is we find friends or other people that we can have an open and reasonable discussion about it, that we're not going to end up having a food fight in some public restaurant, you know?
That's right. We've got to get back to that point, don't we?
Yeah, we need to. If we're really serious, I mean, Nancy Pelosi says, we want, you know, she always says, we want to make sure this doesn't happen again. Oh, do you? Well, look at the way you're approaching this. You're approaching it in a very one-sided manner, because when you look at what happened on January 6th, you cannot just look at that day. You have to look at an entire summer of disruption, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, who was even at D.C., that did an incredible, probably 10 times more damage to D.C. than what, you know, the protesters did on January the 6th. But here it is, the January the 6th protesters are, you know, they're insurrectionists, and, you know, they're to be feared to such a degree that they're incarcerated and kept in solitary confinement without proper, you know, representation and due process.
Well, the left is become the expert in using fear for everything. I mean, remember when they put the fence back up around D.C., when they might come back. Let's put the fence back. They're throwing money down the drain. It's the same as, you know, the other medical situation that we're in. I don't know if y'all talk about that much, but it's fear. Oh. Everything is fear-based.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and so that's where we are with January 6th. In the beginning, nobody would talk about it. They thought the FBI was going to throw them in jail. There were a handful of us. There's some great reporters out there that have never quit on it. And and those are the ones that were, you know, the FBI may come to your door and throw you in jail. We've seen this over and over. Alex Jones was right. It's an information war, and the left has cornered the market. The media curtain is closed. People don't know the truth. It is like the JFK situation. And that's why we have to keep fighting and have those conversations. And we have to get what we know out to a bigger audience. And we have to get more people on board helping. And you're seeing more and more in the news every day about, oh, a general says, or a guy says the generals were lying in the impeachment trial. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of evidence that there were so many lies about so many things that will come out. People need to go to jail. Listen, the coroner over the whole D.C. fiasco needs to be put up against a wall and ask questions of who coerced him into falsifying these death certificates and autopsies and medical records. That's as illegal as it gets, and it's wrong to do to the families of the victims, first and foremost.
Exactly. Well, this is the problem. You know, it's a web of lies, and they've continued to, you know, protect themselves. And, you know, just like they, you know, they lied about Donald Trump. I mean, I wrote a commentary before the 2020 election. I said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And here it is. You got the mainstream media. Brent Brozell, you know, we talked with last week, and he's written a book about his journeys and that. But Brent said, you know, it varied anywhere from 90 and in some cases 100%. 100% of the reporting about Donald Trump was, you know, was against him. I mean, when it's out of balance like that, you no longer have a free and fair objective media.
It's horrible when your first lady can't even get on the cover of a magazine. First time in history they've ever disrespected a president's wife the way they did as well. There's so many things that point to the media, and I think everybody's pretty much caught up to the fact that this is all an effort to paint a lot of people as white supremacists so they can do this whole racism thing and this whole lock you down with the UN. You know, the segregation is by the hand of the government at this point. They're trying to bring it back and make us hate each other and make us divide. And right. Literally the only way we can overcome that is to reach across and grab somebody else's hand, even if we don't like it, and make this thing work together. It's them against us. And by them, right. I mean both sides, the Uniparty, because we've got people on both sides calling this insurrection, calling our people insurrectionists is not right.
Well, the thing is, it's happening, Dave, is that the left can't help but eat themselves. And that's what they do. They're starting to eat themselves. So some of them are starting to realize, going, wait a minute, you know, maybe I'm choosing the wrong team here. You know, this is why you have some Democratic elected officials going, nope, party has left me. I'm out of here. I'm going to either go become an independent or I'm going to, you know, run in the under the Republican banner. And I think the Republican Party that's a whole other discussion, needs to do some soul searching as well, because they could have a grand opportunity here in the midterms. But are they going to mess it up like they did the last time? And allow, you know,
up last time. That's right. When Trump was in there and they had all the power, they had everything they needed, they did not do what we asked them to do. And now the Democrats are literally punishing us. But the bad thing is the right is allowing that to happen in the January 6th situation. They are not representing us there either. That's what I want to call them out for, because they are there to represent us. Our feeling is that it was a big setup. We know that. We've seen the proof. I was there. I've got video. We know what happened, more so than a lot of our representatives, because they won't dig into it. They think it's a taboo subject. We can't talk about that. We'll lose credibility or points for some reason. We think it might have been a bad thing. And it's just not the way it is. The people that went there had good intentions, peaceful, pushed in, I get that, but then the cops attacked them. It was not declared a riot until the police attacked people. And on the Alex Jones situation, brother, he was on video saying, don't go down there. We're not here to fight the police. Let's go around the corner. They got that on video. It's amazing.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, David, is that there are, 14,000 hours yet of video that's been shut down that we haven't had a chance to see. And meanwhile, these media companies like CNN, if you saw the video presentation last night, I happened to catch a good portion of it, and I was disgusted. I mean, you know they're editing in order to sell a preordained narrative here. And for me, CNN has no credibility, especially after this, you know, mostly peaceful riot that they reported on. We've got to go to break. More from David after this.
Maybe into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the founder of StopHate.com, Dave Summerall, is with us. Dave, I have been, from day one, increasingly just so frustrated. I'm spitting nickels over fellow citizens who have been invalidated, who have been incarcerated, kept in solitary confinement. And I got to tell you, part of me is a bit disappointed in President Trump.
Yeah.
Because, they were there supporting the cause, and for him to be rather quiet, it's a poor example, because he still has, even though he doesn't have the official bully pulpit, he still has a sizable pulpit in which to speak from, to gain attention on. Maybe he just feels like, this is a losing cause here, I don't have a fair shot at it. And maybe in retrospect, when you look at how the events unfolded here, maybe he needed to consider, from the get-go, what he was trying to do, to think that America, that there was enough, there were enough good people in the leadership and in the foundations of our country that would override a humongous lie. And I think he misevaluated. He got some bad information. He emotionally went into this, got people revved up, and here it is. You got Sidney Powell, who I know, and she's been on the show, and I respect Sidney, wholeheartedly. But, even when you realize you're going up against the institutions of the deep state, you got to know who your enemy is and where you can win the battle. And for him to go after this, retrospectively, I would say it may have been ill-advised, because he didn't have a fair chance to win on this thing. For them to be able to orchestrate, let's just say that Donald Trump and everything that we sense in our guts is exactly right, that the Democrats cheated, that this whole election was stolen, all this stuff happened. In order to effect such a ruse on the American people, there had to have been such a orchestrated cabal that the forces against it, and to be exposed, and I kept saying all along with Sidney Powell, I go, you haven't hit the right nerve. You haven't grabbed a hold of the right string. And right. I don't know that they have, because they don't want to hear about Dominion. I mean, we've had eyewitnesses there. You know, a young gal who's running for office in Michigan, she is she's a tech wizard and an IT person, worked for Dominion. She saw it firsthand. You got over 1,000 affidavits of people saying how they cheated. And, you know, the media doesn't want to hear about it. Nobody wants to hear about it. You'll be canceled. And just like you said, what they've been doing with anybody who doesn't agree with them. Look, if you happen to be right now, the net is January 6th. If you were anywhere around that and they can pull you in that net and incarcerate you and put you in solitary confinement and get you to even, you know, unswear your allegiance to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, you know, this is all part of the indictment. I mean, this is in the United States of America. I mean, this just tells you how messed up this is. But they've got the power right now. So we've got to be very strategic, in my humble opinion. Go ahead.
Oh, we have to. But on top of that, most people still don't even know all this is going on. That's how good they are. So we're seeing the epitome of long game. And listen, there's so many questions about Trump and how he's acting or reacting or causing or, you know, defending or what. There's several ways to look at it, you know, and one of them is, did he get tricked by Joe? I mean, that's hard to understand that happening. Is this another Flynn situation where he lets Flynn take heat for a long time, which I was okay with if Flynn was down with that. But these people didn't sign up for that kind of punishment, this kind of torture. Right. People don't understand the situation these people are in is dire, because the government, with all its power, is trying to drag them into deep water, make them take a plea deal. Listen, you nailed it. If these people would simply say, what I did was wrong, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden is the president, they could go home tomorrow. But right. they're not going to do that. They're like you and I. They want the truth. That's why they showed up. Their election auditors 101. That's why they went. And we're just seeing the left drag this out. But it's intentional. The HBO connection, I think, is something that's going to shed a lot of light on this. Did you see the HBO special that they put out?
No, I did not. No.
It's disgusting. They took a video cam from one of the police, one of the Capitol police officers, for the whole day. It's like he got there late. They show him go through the crowd. They show him go into the tunnel. They show him go out the front of the tunnel where all the bad things were happening, all the way down to an HBO crew that just happened to be down at the bottom of the crowd to film him, where some guy that they hired came up and tased him in the neck. Really didn't tase him, would have put him to sleep if he tased him in the neck, but he screamed like a girl, oh, you got me. And then they went back up, and it was all staged, choreographed. I have questions. How did HBO get access to that footage?
Right.
Did HBO have the ability to go through all the footage from that day and just pick that? Who gave them access to any footage? How did they know exactly which footage would make the best HBO movie? How did they know it'd be from the one cop that was in the impeachment trials? I mean, there's so many things that are wrapped together, and this is all part of that game, that system, that cloak and dagger situation, because they're trying to kill people. And we came home from January. We said, hey, the FBI is coming for us. They're coming for y'all next. And everybody said, look, we didn't do any insurrection stuff. We're not bad people. We would never have been in that situation. Y'all might have done something wrong. And we said, look, they're coming for y'all next. And they said, no, we're not. Then they went to a school board meeting and said, hey, no CRT. Now Merrick Garland is putting them on the same list we're on.
Right,
and
exactly.
Well,
David, this is the same thing they did with the Tea Party. Remember, I mean, and I've maintained that what Barack Obama and Lois Lerner did affected probably 6 to 8 different voting cycles, and even to this day, because they wouldn't give them tax exemption, and they canceled them, and they went after them. They started investigating them, getting the IRS on them, all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is third world country kind of crap, you know?
Well,
and
Spain.
Right.
It's attention span, too. We have zero attention span. We want to be entertained and get to the next thing and see the next game or watch the next show. And we forget these are the same players for years. Comey, Merrick Garland, the Clintons. I mean, it's the same guy, Stephen Antoineau or whatever his name is, that was the field director for the FBI in the Michigan plot against Whitmer. And now he's the director in Washington. People need to pay attention to the same players that are doing the same. Look at Fauci. He's the AIDS guy from way back when. And he's doing it again. It's like these people practice these things over and over, and we forget long enough for them to do it again. At some point, this whole sleeping giant or silent majority needs to wake up and get loud.
Well, you're exactly right, Dave. I mean, look at the people that gave us all this frightening data, you know, about COVID. This is the same people that gave us all the bad news and propaganda about climate change, if you remember. And so here they are. I mean, they live, you know, they just go into the weeds for a while, they hide, and then all of a sudden they're brought back as experts. And you go, well, these are the same people that lie about this stuff. I mean, it's like Adam Schiff. Why does Adam Schiff still exist in the government today after all the lying, you know, that he put out there?
Why are there people in our government still that have slept with Chinese spies or
exactly
guard or chauffeurs for 20 years? These are intentional, long game, oops, you caught me kind of stuff that, you know, the other side doesn't check the other side. The left doesn't check the right. The right doesn't check the left. It kind of makes you think they're working together when nobody does anything about people like AOC screaming, oh, we're all going to die in 10 or 12 years. Do you know what that does to the mentality of our children?
Yes, it's horrible
to think. And yet nobody on the right says, get this crazy lady out of here. You can't say things like screaming fire in a movie theater. People are going to kill them trying to get it. But they let them get away with it. And Pelosi should be right in the same institution with Biden. I don't understand how people can go their whole life and not remember Biden's lies from back in the day, his plagiarism over and over. He's such an idiot. And yet they let him get into office. I hold those people responsible for being dumb. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Well, you think Jill Biden, his wife, that knew of his mental incapacity and to prop him up. I mean, everybody. I mean, even Barack Obama. Barack Obama even told Joe Biden, you don't have to do this. So why would he tell him that if he didn't know? I mean, here he is, their BFFs. He had to know that Biden was slipping. I mean, it's clear. All you got to do is just look at the video, just you know, from 3 years ago versus now. I mean, he's on a decline. It's so obvious.
If it's Joe, that's the other part of it. I mean, we just see a lot of crazy things going on. And look, the mental decline is there, but it's there for his wife too. She may not see his because of hers. You know, these people are crazy people. They're not operating like normal folks. They don't, and that's the thing about our politicians. We saw even Lindsey Graham after January 6th in the airport. Somebody asked him about what's going on. He gets kind of giddy and giggly about it. Dude, you know, four people were just murdered by Capitol Police. You may not be aware of all the details, but you probably are, and more so than us. I find it hard to believe that citizen journalists like myself are more in the know about the entire situation than 95% of our politicians, but I'm afraid it's true. Because they don't want to know the truth.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, you're at that Jack Nicholson moment, right?
Yes.
You know, you can't handle the truth. You don't want it. You can't handle it. And that's the arrogance of the ruling elite that they have, is that they believe America is so stupid that we don't, you know, that we can't handle the truth. That's really the bottom line. You said it right.
And we're racist and we're trash and we're, you know, all these supremacy things. And that's not true. I mean, go to the grocery store.
Yeah, got to leave it there.
All right.
He's the founder of StopHate.com, Dave Summerall. Thank you, Dave.
I heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just
Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated.